Senator Paul is a Tea Party favorite, and early in his visit to St. Anthony Middle School in Milwaukee, he offered a reminder of his anti-Washington views.
Nobody in Washington knows a damn thing about education.
Paul says he knows that vouchers provide choice and options for parents, and he'd like to see many more families, regardless of income level, qualify.
People asked me this morning from the media, well, should it be limited to these people or those people? What should be the income limit? How big should it be? And I say, the bigger the better.
St. Anthony school officials say their student population is 99% Latino. Senator Paul says his outreach to Hispanics on education is not inconsistent with his vote last year against a comprehensive immigration reform bill. Paul now wants a trust but verify amendment.
And in that amendment, Congress would vote each year and gradually keep enforcing the border, but the process of normalizing people, getting them work visas, would be dependent on the border becoming more secure, and we wouldn't give up that power to the executive. We'd keep it with Congress.
State Democratic Party spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff says Paul is betting people aren't wise enough to see through his mixed messages.
You know, he's somebody who says that Republicans need to reach out to women, but then he votes against reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act and against the Paycheck Fairness Act. He votes against comprehensive immigration reform.
Baldoff says the voucher expansions in Wisconsin have taken money from the public schools, but not required enough accountability for the private ones. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.